It's new. It's amazing. It's Prell, P-R-E-L-L, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Well, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. In Washington this week, one of our country's more vociferous salons spoke the following words.
If this appropriation of $68 million is granted, it will only serve to intensify inflation and ultimately bring about the ruin of our entire economy.
In the Riley household, the master of the house is expressing a similar sentiment.
I'm warning you. This will mean more inflation and more inflation. And in the end, we'll all be ruined.
Oh, stop arguing, Riley, and give Junior the dime he wants.
Kid always wants money. I give you an allowance, don't I, Junior? Just yesterday, I gave you a dollar.
Well, no, you didn't. You gave me an IOU.
Dollar's as good as money. Cash it.
Well, I tried 3 stores.
Try some more. There must be some stores that don't know me.
Ah, Pop, please give me the dime, will you?
No. Okay, here.
Oh, gee, thanks, Pop. I'll see you later.
Oh, Riley, as long as you got your hand in your pocket.
No. Nothing doing, Peg.
Oh, but I've really run short this week. I've just got to have $5.
What for?
Well, for the house.
I want to know exactly.
Oh, what difference does it make?
I like to know what happens to my income and outgo. So as I can balance my books.
But you don't keep books.
Well, sure I do. Mentally. And if there's $5 missing, I'm mentally unbalanced.
Oh, come on. Hand over the money.
Money. You must think I'm a bank.
Oh, here you are, Daddy. Could you let me have a dollar?
I'm sorry. The bank is rupt.
Huh?
I'm bankrupt. Broke. A fiscal fiasco.
Oh, jeepers, and I want to go to this concert with Simon Vanderhopper.
Simon Vanderhopper? That sofa loafer? You're paying for him?
Oh, no, I'm just going with him. He's paying his own way.
Yeah, that's just like him, letting a girl pay her own way. Where's his self-respect?
Well, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? It's too bad you wasn't around when your mother was courting me.
What?
If we went to a concert, I always bought the tickets for the both of us. Ain't that right, Peg?
That's right. With my money.
That was a loan. I paid you back. I married you, didn't I? And with interest, too. Look at Babs and Junior.
Give Babs a dollar.
No, sir. Not if she's going out with that good-for-nothing Simon.
Simon's a nice boy.
Don't tell me. I know boys. I was one myself. That Simon's a lazy loafer.
He is not a loafer.
Don't tell me. I know loafers. I was one myself. The subject is closed.
Oh, you're not fair to Simon. He's ambitious. He's taking up portrait photography and...
Oh, this week he's taking up photography. Last week he was taking up hairdressing. The week before that he was taking up insurance. When's he going to take up work?
Please, Daddy, are you going to give me the money? I don't want to discuss Simon.
Oh, you don't want to discuss Simon? Well, I don't want to discuss money.
Oh, Riley, for heaven's sake, don't be so unreasonable. Be yourself.
You ain't gonna trap me that way. Babs ain't gonna spend my hard-earned money so she can go around with that couch slouch.
But, Daddy...
Now, listen, Babs. If you want to waste money, waste your own money. Go out and work for it like I do. Get a job.
I will. I just will. I'm tired of being treated like a child. I'll get a job and then I won't have to depend on anybody. Well... That was brilliant, I must say.
Oh, it was nothing. It was just a shrewd way of saving a dollar.
Telling her to go to work. Suppose she does. Suppose she decides to quit school and
Oh, now, don't worry. She won't. I know these girls of the modern generation. They don't go to work until after they're married.
Babs,
Debs is a girl who really...
Please, don't tell me about girls. I know girls. I was...
Yes, I know. You were a girl once yourself.
I was not.
Now, hold your head a little higher, Babs.
Like this, Simon?
Oh, yeah, that's right. But don't look at the camera. That's it. Beautiful. Now, hold it. Got it. Oh, that's going to be a great shot. Well, I think these six poses will be enough.
You think they'll come out all right?
Sure, I'll develop them right away.
And you really think I can get a job as a model?
Why, with your pristine loveliness, our future is assured. If these prints turn out okay, tomorrow I'll make the rounds of the advertising agencies.
Oh, I've just got to get a job. I'll show my father. He still thinks I'm a child.
A child? Why, you're a woman, Dad. A beautiful, vibrant woman. And for every woman, there's a man. I am your man. I love you, Babs. I love you insanely.
Now, Simon.
Kiss me, woman.
You stay where you are, Simon.
It's no use fighting against it. I'm stronger than you, and I shall tame you, my little tigress. Ow! Babs, stop twisting my arm.
Then you behave if my father heard you.
I defy your father. We can't fight destiny. Our love is bigger than the both of us.
So is my father. Now go on, develop those pictures. I haven't got all day.
Okay. I'll get busy in my dark room. You stay out here. I'll call you when to come in.
Kiss me, woman. What a corny creature. Da 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 da.
Oh! Here you are!
Daddy, what are you doing here?
Surprised you, huh?
Junior
told me. I know all about your little plan, but it won't work. No daughter of mine is going to be a model.
Oh, that Junior, when I get hold of him...
Leave Junior alone. He's okay. At least I can trust him. Believe me, I'm a lucky father to have a stool pigeon for a son.
Junior had no right to snitch.
Never mind Junior. I'm talking about you. What have you got to say for yourself? I don't want to hear another word. Get your coat. You're coming home this minute. And when I get a hold of that Simon, where is he?
Well, he didn't do anything wrong. He just took some pictures of me.
Don't tell me. I know the type. First he takes your picture in street clothes, then in shorts, then in a bathing suit. And all the time, no film in the camera.
Not Simon. He really took pictures. He's in there developing them in the dark room.
A dark room. So that's where he traps his model. And you almost fell right into his trap.
You need a dark room to develop the pictures.
Why does he need a dark room? Why don't he just blindfold himself?
But he was...
My poor innocent little baby. You don't know the world like I do.
Okay, Babs, come in now. I'm ready.
He's ready. I came just in the nick of time.
He's just going to show me the picture he took.
Oh, you won't listen to reason, huh? Well, there's only one thing to do with a tight boy like Simon. Expose him. And I'm going to expose him in the dark room.
Daddy, don't make a scene.
No scene. You're going in that dark room and you'll see what happens. Only I'm going in with you to see that it doesn't happen.
Babs, come on in.
Say you're coming. Well, go on and say it.
I'm coming, Simon.
Now, when we go in there, don't you let on I'm with you. You act like nothing's wrong, you understand? You'll see the kind that Simon is. Go on.
Oh.
Well, go on.
What took you so long?
Simon, are the pictures ready?
They came out beautifully.
Well, let's go in the other room and see them.
What's your hurry?
Simon, please.
Let's stay here in the dark a minute and hold hands. There.
Simon, I didn't come here to hold hands with you.
It's too late now. Gosh, what big knuckles you've got.
Simon, let's get out of here.
It's no use pretending you don't care. I can feel your hot, passionate breath on my neck. I'm gonna kiss you, woman.
Oh, no!
Babs, I've never been kissed like that before.
Neither have I.
gun.
Mr. Riley.
Come on here where it's right. I want to have the pleasure of watching me murder you.
But, Mr. Riley.
And stop holding my hand. The honeymoon is over.
Oh, please, sir. I didn't mean any harm.
Oh, please, Daddy, don't get excited.
Climb onto your game, you gigolo. Luring innocent girls to your dark room so you can kiss them. But when you pick me, you pick the wrong girl.
Daddy, be sensible. Simon didn't mean any harm.
No harm? I caught him in the act, didn't I?
From now on, I'll be careful. You'll never catch me again.
What?
Oh, I didn't mean
that. Daddy, don't throw that glass.
I'll marble at him.
Wait. Hold that pose.
Huh?
Don't move. Beautiful.
Who? Me?
Mr. Riley, did you know that you were photogenic? Why, you'd make a great model.
Go on, cut out your soft soap. Me? I would? Really?
Why, seeing you stand there like that, with that glass in your hand, you know what you look like?
What?
Look in that mirror there. What do you see?
Holy smoke. The man of distinction.
Right. Why, I saw it immediately. Isn't that amazing, Babs?
Well, I don't think Daddy...
Babs?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Riley, please let me take a few pictures of you. I beg of you.
You want me to be your model as the man of distinction?
Yes. And if I can place you with some advertising agency, I'll only take 10%.
Take 20. Gee, Simon, you really think I could be a real model? They'll pay to look at my face?
You'll be rich. Why, your face can be your fortune.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? And you ain't the only one that thinks that. Oh, only yesterday, my foreman at the plant said, with a face like mine, people would pay to see it. And I've been giving it away free. Go ahead, Simon, darling. You snap my picture.
Yes, sir. I'll just adjust my lights here. You hold that pose.
Okay.
Simon, what are you up to? You're not serious about this.
No, I'm just kidding him along.
But Simon, if he finds out...
What's the harm? He loves it. He's forgotten he's sore at me.
But it's not fair.
You want him to beat my brains out?
That might be safer.
What are you two whispering about?
Oh, nothing. I was just saying you look even more distinguished than Boris Karloff.
Ah. Keep on whispering.
Well, I'm all set up. Now look right at the camera, Mr. Riley. Tilt your head. Hold the glass up.
You know your business, Simon. You're really on the level with this photography stuff. And I thought it was just a phony setup for... Oh, let's forget all about it. After all, it ain't the first time I've been kissed.
Okay, now, hold it. Look distinctive.
Yeah.
Got it.
Great. Do you think it'll come out okay?
Oh, sure. It was a beautiful shot. Oh, I can just see it in four-color, full-page spread in the Saturday Evening Post.
Yeah. And underneath it'll say, Chester A. Riley. Distinguished riveter in the library of his bungalow mansion.
We'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment. Millions of families enjoy new Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Yes, Prel's a family hit for two reasons. First, Prel leaves hair more radiant than any soap shampoo. Because Prel can't leave a dulling soap film. Second, Prel removes unsightly dandruff quickly. Yes, doctor's examinations prove that Prel removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. And that regular Prel shampoos control it. Prel's economical, too. You use less, get more lather. So buy, try...
P-R-E-L-L Prel Shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L Prel Shampoo.
And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
Riley, aren't you dressed yet?
I'm looking for my new suit.
are you wearing your new suit today?
Well, in case I get a call from an advertising agency, I want to make a good impression.
Oh, you're not really serious about this. You don't really think they'll hire you to be a model.
Why not? Simon said that...
Oh, he must have been kidding you.
Oh, no, not Simon. He wouldn't do that to me. Why, that boy loves me.
Oh, now he loves you.
You bet. Why, only yesterday he threw his arms around me and kissed me.
Riley, believe me, nothing will come of this.
No, that's what you say. Why, right this minute, Simon's on his way to Smith and Wilcox. They're a big advertising agency.
And you think they'll pick you to be the man of distinction?
Certainly.
Oh, Riley.
Well, go ahead, laugh. The trouble with you, you take my face for granted. You've been seeing it around for 18 years, so by now you're used to it.
Well, almost.
Well, you ain't the public. To them, it'll come as a shock.
Give up, Wilcox. We'll just have to get another angle on that Barco dog food account.
But it's a great idea. We'll pose this big St. Bernard dog, see, and his master.
I know, but where are we going to get a man who looks like a St. Bernard? We've checked every male model in town.
But I hate to give it up, Smith. We need a sensational idea. We'll lose the account.
Yes?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, it's you again. We're busy.
But, gentlemen...
Look, Vanderhopper, we told you we do our own photography.
But just look at this stuff. Really terrific.
Look, kid, I told you we can't use it.
Now, this one. Isn't she gorgeous?
Yes, very beautiful, but...
Now, look at this one. And what do you think of this?
Yeah, fine, but we just
wait
can't...
a minute. Watch this photo.
Oh, that? Oh, how did that get in there? Oh, it shouldn't be in there. It's just a gag. It's my girl's father. I posed him as the man of distinction.
Smith, I think we've got the man we're looking for.
Yeah, he's perfect. Why, he looks just like a saint. Vanderhopper, can you have this model here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock?
You want him to pose for you?
Yes, and we'll pay him $50.
Well, gosh, I'll go tell him right away.
Don't forget, 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
What a break. Smith, this is going to be sensational. We'll pose this fella just like in this shot.
Uh-huh. And instead of a glass of bourbon, he'll be holding a can of Barco dog food.
Right. And the caption will read, Dogs of Distinction, Bark for Barco.
Well, hurry up, Peg. Simon said to be there at 9 o'clock.
Riley, are you sure there's no mistake?
What mistake? You heard Simon. The minute they seen my picture as the man of distinction, the guy said, that's the face we've been looking for.
But the man of distinction, it just doesn't seem possible.
Well, why not? This is America, where anything is possible, where any bum can become a man of distinction.
Well, I just can't imagine that...
Smith and Wilcox. Well, here goes. Good morning, miss.
Good morning.
Will you tell Mr. Smith and Wilcox that the man of distinction is here?
Who?
Riley, the man of distinction. I was told to be here at 9 o'clock to model.
Oh, yes, Mr. Smith's expecting you. Go right in.
Oh, thanks. Peg, you better wait out here, huh?
Well, all right.
Yes?
Good morning. I'm Chester Riley, the model.
Oh, yes, come in. It's amazing.
I beg your pardon?
I was just saying, your face. It's amazing.
Distinctive, huh?
One in a million.
Yeah. I guess it ain't easy to find models for the man of distinction.
Man of distinction?
Why, sure, that's me. Ain't it?
Well,
that's what Simon said. Oh, it's got to be for the man of distinction. I told my wife and all my friends...
Just a minute, Mr. Riley. I'm new here. I'll check with Mr. Wilcox.
Oh.
Wilcox, he's here.
Okay, bring him in. I'm all set up.
We're going to have trouble.
Why?
He's a nut. He thinks we want him to pose for the man of distinction.
He must be out of his mind. Why didn't you tell him it's for Barco dog food?
He's liable to walk out. I'd hate to lose him.
Okay, then. Let him think he's the man of distinction. We'll shoot him with a glass of bourbon in his hand. Later, we'll superimpose a can of Barco.
Swell! I got you. Mr. Riley, will you come in here, please?
Now, look, Mr. Smith.
You were right, Mr. Riley. I was mistaken. You are the man of distinction.
Well, that's what I figured. It's so obvious.
All right. Now, Mr. Riley, we want you to sit right here and hold this glass in your paw. Hand.
Yeah.
Like this, see?
Oh, I know how. I've been practicing. With tea, of course. Hey, what's that big dog doing here?
Oh, that's Prince Adolf of Hesselweiss. He's a St. Bernard.
Is he going to be in the picture?
Well, naturally. A man of distinction would have a distinguished-looking dog.
Oh, yeah, well, naturally. Come here, Prince Boy. Oh, yeah. That dog's got a very unusual face.
Oh, yeah. There aren't two like that in a million.
Now, Riley, you hold the dog by the collar with your left hand and hold the glass with your right.
Yeah, I got you. Well, how do I look?
Great, isn't he, Smith? Those huge, sad brown eyes.
And that shaggy hair.
Yeah, I'm the outdoor type.
You certainly look it. Now, cock your head a little to the side.
You mean like Prince? Yeah?
That's it.
Yeah, well, hurry up and snap me. I can't hold this pose much longer. I got an itch behind my ear.
Well, go ahead and scratch. Be natural.
Hey, look, the dog is scratching too. Oh, gee, he's almost human. Oh,
okay, now. Hold it.
Okay.
That's it.
You all finished?
All finished.
Oh, it's hot in here with those lights. I'm thirsty.
On your way out, ask the girl to give you a pan of water. I mean a glass.
Here's your check, Mr. Riley. $50.
Oh, gee, thanks. Well, so long. And anytime you want a man of distinction, just call me. Babe, look, a check for $50.
Honest? So it's really on the level.
Well, of course it's on the level. And boy, wait till my friends see me in all the big magazines. It'll make them sit right up on their hind legs. Is that you, Junior?
No, it's me, Mr. Riley. Hi, folks.
Oh, hello, Simon, darling. I wonder what's keeping a Junior.
Relax, Daddy.
Well, he's only been gone 5 minutes.
Well, he should have been back with that magazine by now.
I never realized you were such a ham, Riley. Imagine telling Junior to buy 20 copies a time.
Well, it may not be important to you, but it ain't every day that my picture gets in a magazine.
That's right, Mr. Riley. Why, this may be the beginning of a new career. Modeling, then movies, television.
Thanks, Simon. At least you appreciate me. I may have been born a nobody, but you'll see. I'll die famous, and I'll lie in state.
If it's California, I can arrange it.
Who said that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Greetings, folks. You're all looking fine. Very natural.
Hello. Oh, we didn't hear you come in, Mr. O'Dell.
Very few people do. My crepe rubber soles.
You met Simon Vanderhopper, didn't you, Digger?
Simon Vanderhopper? How old was he?
I'm Simon. I applied for a job at your place last year.
Ah, yes, I remember. But things were dropping off. However, I may have an opening next week, and I'd love to have you fill it.
Thanks, but I'm in the photography game now.
That's right, and thanks to Simon here, I became a model for an advertising agency.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
I do a lot of advertising myself.
Yeah, well, hey, Digger, maybe you can use me for a model. I'm a live wire.
Then you're not the type I need. I only do radio announcing. Spot announcements, you know.
I've heard some of your commercials.
Clever. Personally, I like the one that goes, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, call for Digger O'Dell. Now medical science offers proof positive. With doctors who know undertakers best, it's O'Dell, 2-1. D-O-Dell, D-O-Dell, when things look black, don't you pout. Digger O'Dell will straighten you out. He'll pick you up and make you sing. D-O-Dell does everything.
That's very good, Digger. You know,
Mr.
Digger...
Mr. Riley, I see Junior coming.
Well, it's about time. Boy, Digger, when do you see my picture?
I'm all a Twitter. I trust it's a nice layout.
Pop, look.
Well, give me a Junior.
Yes, sure, but...
You only
listen.
Got one. I told you to get 20.
I know,
never
but
mind,
you...
we'll get them later. Where's the egg? What page?
Well, it's 20, but... Pop,
oh, I'm so excited. This is the beginning of a new life. I'm through working like a dog. Here it is. Look. Here I am. Look. Don't nobody look.
What happened?
How could they do this to me? How could they?
Why, Riley, this picture, you're holding the can of Barco.
What'll my friends say when they see me sitting there like I'm drinking dog food?
Oh, Riley.
Oh, you poor chap. Show me the bounder responsible for this, and I'll box his ears, to start with.
Simon,
You cut me into this!
Simon's gone.
What a disgrace. Posing like that, the double-crossing weasels. They said this picture would make me famous. My name would be a household word. Why, they don't even mention my name.
They don't?
No.
Well, what's that fine print under the picture?
Where? Prince Adolf of Hesselweiss, distinguished dog, and a friend. I'm going for a walk. Where's my collar?
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. But first, here's William Bendix with a word for all you Prowl fans.
Thanks, Ken. I just want to make sure all the folks know what's waiting for them in this week's issue of Life magazine.
What's that, Bill?
Why, a special Prowl coupon that's worth real money on the purchase of Prowl. All you got to do is clip the coupon out of the Prowl advertisement, take it to your dealer, and he'll give you 10 cents off on any size tube of Prowl shampoo.
That's right, friends. Clip the Prowl coupon from the May 17th issue of Life magazine. Take it to your regular shampoo counter. Get your favorite size tube of Prowl, the large, medium, or personal size, for 10 cents less than its usual price.
Don't forget, folks, that's the May 17th issue of Life magazine.
Clip your coupon. Get your Prowl.
Well, you're feeling better, dear.
I guess so, only my head's still numb. Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, fine. I'm glad you realize it wasn't Simon's fault.
Imagine the nerve of those photographers. If I was going to be famous, they said, millions would see my face. I'd be a celebrity.
Well, there's someone at the door. Why, it's a stray dog.
That's my public. Here, doggy, come in. I'll give you my autograph. Ow!
You can join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. And remember, for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L, Prowl Shampoo. In the factory. On the farm. In the home.
Hey, Mom, where's the Lava soap?
Yes, everywhere. Everybody depends on L-A-V-A, Lava soap, to get dirty hands really clean. Because Lava gets the stubborn dirt and grime ordinary wash-ups miss. In every inch of Lava's snowy lather, 50,000 tiny scrubbers remove deep dirt from skin crevices between fingers, around fingernails. Yes, with Lava, hand soiled by the dirtiest dirt, the grimiest grime, comes sparkling clean in 30 to 50 seconds. Mr. Joe Oliver of Kansas City, Kansas says,
as a paint sprayer and an auto plant, I guess my hands get messed up as anybody's. But even paint's no match for Lava. Wash up with Lava gets my hands real clean. Does it fast, too.
And remember, Lava is gentle enough even for children's tender skin. So get the soap that gets the dirt. Get Lava soap. This is Ken Niles reminding you to listen again next week when Prowl brings you The Life of Riley. And now stay tuned for Truth or Consequences. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.